This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A bill to raise the age for all gun purchases to 21 gets a hearing in the Colorado House today. The legislation is part of a package of gun bills that Democratic lawmakers say will help reduce gun violence and suicides. Opponents say the measures violate the Constitution. They say they'll sue the state if the bills pass. Legislation to expand the number of Colorado student teachers who are eligible for a stipend and loan forgiveness is heading to the governor's desk. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
Colorado faces a critical teacher shortage. In the 2020-21 school year, 12% of educator positions went unfilled. During bill testimony, college deans said the main reason students drop out of teacher prep programs is they can't afford to student teach. The bill expands the number of students who'd receive an $11,000 stipend for a 16-week residency. The legislation, which includes more than $50 million in federal funds, would also expand the number of educators who qualify for loan forgiveness. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Denver Public Schools has started renovating the first of four buildings to expand the Denver School of the Arts. Using $30 million from bonds, the district purchased four buildings from the former Johnson & Wales campus in 2021. A big goal is to diversify the school, adding an exploratory track for young dancers and artists who might not otherwise get accepted. The district's Georgia Alexander.
With the expansion of these spaces, we can invite more students in, and the plan is to help them get in for sixth grade to prepare them in time for their high school conservatory audition.
Denver School of the Arts is 70% white. The district's overall student body is one quarter white. Metro Denver has cloudy skies, a chance for rain this evening. There's rain for western Colorado and snow around Grand Junction tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.